Andrea Gavin doesn't smoke, but as a doctor whose parents smoke, she has a good sense of how others may feel when they've been told one too many times to kick the habit.
It's very sensitive to smokers to get continually harassed about, are you going to quit, are you going to quit? But studies have found that the more you're asked the question, the more likely you are to consider it.
Nearly a third of smokers surveyed by the American Legacy Foundation said they've never talked to a healthcare provider about smoking. That includes those who don't have a doctor. Those figures are on par with a survey done earlier by UW-Madison. As president of the Wisconsin Academy of Family Physicians, Gavin thinks it's up to the doctor to bring up the issue of smoking.
From my perspective, the patient will probably hardly ever bring it up.
And it's not enough, she says, to just ask if the patient smokes. She says healthcare practitioners should have a follow-up question, are you ready to quit? If so, she says cold turkey is one method many do not succeed at. It's estimated to work only 10% of the time. The Food and Drug Administration has approved various anti-smoking therapies. They're rarely covered by health insurance, something the American Academy of Family Physicians wants changed. The Academy also supports various other measures it believes would cut down on smoking, including giving movies that feature smoking an R rating. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.